With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Wednesday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. We are presented by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, January 18th, 2023. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Johnny Cakes Olliville's here.
Hello, everybody. Good morning to all.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up, boys?
That is the foursome on the show today. We will dive into the latest on the Commanders as they search for an offensive coordinator. Rick Snyder joins us from 106.7 The Fan. Columnist, we'll get his take on that, the ownership situation, the quarterback situation, and more. We'll also talk Caps. Peter LaViolette, the head coach, joins us at 9 a.m. Don't want to miss that. He wasn't that happy last night. They've lost three out of four now. They lost two to the Flyers, who aren't very good. Then they got the overtime win a night ago, but then they lose last night 4-2 to the Wild.
The Wild are good. 25-14-4, 12-6-3 away.
I mean, it was a close game. They got an empty netter at the end.
Yeah.
3-2. I watched it with my daughter. It is what it is. They're hanging
man,
in there.
Going through a little rough stretch, but, you know, that's byproduct of 82-game schedule.
Did our guy Lars play last night?
He did. He did.
So they got him back in the lineup. They're trying to kind of figure out what to do.
They're scratching guys left and right. I mean, Lars is getting scratched. Mantha is getting scratched here and there. Strome didn't get a sweater a couple nights ago.
He scored yesterday.
Yeah.
That figures just midseason blues.
It's all good. Three-game road trip now. They head out west after a few games at Cap 1.
I wouldn't say it's good. Like, I look at the standings a lot. They're always kind of hovering in the seventh or eighth spot. Only eight teams get in. It's not like the NBA now where they have 10 teams get
in. I thought they were going to be able to make a little bit of a run in the Metro.
Yeah.
To get up to the top couple spots. But now they're, what are they, 7 points back now of the second spot?
Yeah, they're 7 points back of the Devils.
Of the Devils, yeah. And the Devils are pretty hot.
Now, I don't think they can get caught. Like, when you look at the teams behind them. And
yeah,
there's plenty
not.
Of season left. They're seventh. They've got 54 points. Pittsburgh's,
I mean, there's 35
eight with
games
50
left.
Points now. Pittsburgh's played four games less than them. This is what Cakes was talking about. You kind of sweat these teams that have played far less games than you, because if they win a couple games, boom, they
sure.
can catch you in
they're,
the standings.
They're right back in the mix.
I mean, Pittsburgh can get 4 points in four games easy.
Easy. And
to leapfrog Washington.
And the Caps face Pittsburgh. I think that's the first game coming back off of the three-game West Coast swing back at Capital One.
Yeah, I just would like to see at least one of the two teams that play in the spring in the postseason. The Wizards, they've slipped a couple games out of the 10th spot in the NBA.
Yeah.
So it's not looking great for them.
Is Johnny Davis hurt?
Yes.
He was hurt, yeah. Is he still hurt?
There was some clip that was online of the guys shooting threes after practice. People were just goofing on Johnny Davis because even in the like the drills, he was clanking them.
Poor Johnny Davis. I feel bad for him. I barely recognize him as a part of the team.
I know.
It's to that point.
Hey, can I say I was first on that?
You might have been first. You might have been tip of the spear.
I mean, it took me one summer league game to go. Maybe about two possessions to go, whoa. What is Tommy seeing here in this dude? I guess just sheer athleticism, I guess. I don't know.
No, but he's not even that athletic.
Well, yeah. I don't know what else it is. He can't shoot. I mean, I guess he could shoot 12-footers.
I looked at some of the guys who were drafted behind him, though.
There's really only
one guy who's doing much in the NBA, and Jalen Williams.
How about doing anything?
I don't think most of the guys are doing anything.
All right. Because he's doing nothing.
Yeah, it's not a good start for him. And, of course, the Wiz, defensively, they just get torched.
It's always the same thing,
they
man.
They get torched.
Every new coach says they're gonna step it up. And they did initially.
I didn't watch any of the Caps because I was watching Florida State and Notre Dame and our boy Mike Bray.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, they are struggling.
They're scuffling.
They're now 1-7 in the conference, and the post-game presser for Mike. See, I've got a few friends who are college hoops coaches, and I like to stay in touch with them during the season. But when they are losing – I do not text them.
You shouldn't.
So I haven't texted Bray.
Stay away.
I haven't texted Bray in weeks. Mm-hmm. They've lost 7 of 8 in the conference. They lost to a below average Florida State team at home last night. And then he was pissed in the postgame presser. And I haven't texted Mike Jones, assistant down at Virginia Tech. They're struggling. I haven't texted Dwayne Simpkins, my boy at George Mason. They just lost to GW at home.
It's not a bad loss, though.
Yeah, you got to beat GW at home, home game. GW's good. They're well coached, but you got to beat them at home. And then I haven't texted my boy Jeff Jones at Old Dominion because they just lost a couple of them. So all my boys that I'd like to talk to during the season, what's going on, good win, I haven't texted them. I stay away.
By the way, I haven't seen a lot of gear from all these college coaches that you're friends with. I mean, my Old Dominion t-shirt is getting a bit threadbare.
I think it's still in the garage. They sent a box of stuff. I think it's still sitting in the garage.
Oh, really? Yeah. Sitting on it and hoarding it.
So yesterday.
But Bray in particular, I will not text him
until
they win minimum 2 in a row.
Mm-hmm. So yesterday, the Commanders actually announced their interview of Pat Shurmur for the offensive coordinator position. Mm-hmm. And somebody tweeted this as a question. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. And I don't know that it's entirely uncommon that they announce who they're interviewing.
Mm-hmm.
But they posed the theory that they were doing that to kind of get a temperature check to see what the fans thought of it. Well, I can say this. I just clicked on our Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio, and it is almost entirely negative on the thought of Pat Shurmur becoming the offensive coordinator for the Commanders.
I actually think it might be a good hire. It's a veteran. He's done it before. He's been a head coach in the league. He's got a lot of wisdom. He's worked with young quarterbacks before. I actually think...
Who was he with last year?
He was out of football last year.
Was he with Denver before that?
I thought he was out of football.
This person wrote, Drew Locke and Daniel Jones development under his tutelage and below par offensive rankings. Probably not if you're looking for someone to grow and groom a fifth-round quarterback.
I don't think that's true. I think he has a reputation. I mean, he was... with the Eagles as a quarterback's coach back in the early 2000s, right? So that puts him, did he help Donovan? Is that in McNabb's kind of prime years?
In which year?
Like 2002 to 2008.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
QB coach.
Yeah.
He's been an OC with Cleveland, Philly, Minnesota, Denver. So Denver was his last OC job.
Yeah. So I actually think it would be a pretty good hire. I don't care what fans think. This fan thinks that'd be a pretty good hire. You're not going to get some young stud. You're not going to get the next Sean McVay.
No.
But that's what people want. See, here's another
that's not
one.
Happen.
Need a hungry young OC. No more retreads.
Okay, fine. That's not going to happen when it's a one-year gig.
You're going to do.
You know what? They want Nordstrom. The Commanders have to shop at Nordstrom. Right?
You got to go to Marshall.
You're going to get guys who are looking for jobs who were out of football last year.
You guys want a Louis Vuitton coach. You got to go to Marshall.
Right. You think you're going to get the best of the best to come here with everything that's happened over
the last
2 years?
You might next year after everyone gets blown out.
Maybe.
But on a one-year trial, this is exactly what I said 2 weeks ago. You're going to get some guy that's just like barely in and out of the game.
He's got some sort of tie to Ron.
But he's got also a long track record. I think that's about as good as you can get. So if Ron's listening to this show, I approve. It's about as good as you're going to get.
Well, you don't know. There might be some quarterbacks coach out there.
But why would you? It's like the guy with, who was it? The guy with Detroit. Like, he turned down Carolina, I think it was.
Isn't Scott Turner a younger guy, too?
Yeah, he was younger-ish. I mean, he's, like, probably 40.
But his track record wasn't good.
He's 40.
And the problem with Shurmur...
Kyle Shanahan's 43.
The problem with Shurmur is his track record, at least recently, hasn't been that good statistically.
Yeah, but he just, you know,
Grant Paulson had put out this tweet with the stats, and if you look at how his offense has fared in Denver... 2020 and 2021, they were 25th offensively, then 19th, 15th, then 10th rushing. So maybe that's what caught Ron's eye, the 10th in rushing.
Yeah.
24th and 15th in passing, 26th and 21st in third down percentage, 27th and 22nd in red zone percentage, and then scoring, which is the most important, 28th and 23rd.
Okay, but
that's the guy you want.
In Denver?
Yeah. But look, who was his quarterback
at
that
QB?
Time? Exactly.
Okay. Who's his quarterback going to be next year? Sam Howell?
Well, I'm not holding it against
him. Sam Howell or question mark.
I'm not holding it against him, though, that he had garbage
quarterbacks. He had Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Locke.
Yeah, I mean, of course he didn't finish top five.
Can't just dive into the stats. Got to look at who the personnel was.
Yeah. I mean, that's my immediate answer to that. I have no problem.
But again,
with it.
You're not going to get a guy, like you said, you're not going to get the hot OC. You're not going to get the hot
very unlikely.
QB coach when.
You're going to get a retread.
When there's a possibility, a probability he's going to be here 1 year.
Right. You got a staff full of retreads. He's going to hire another retread.
Yeah.
You're going to get second tier quality at best.
No, but he might be good. And he's older.
But he might also may not hire him.
I'm
sure they're going to interview multiple guys, four or five guys.
But I got no problem hiring an ex head coach. Multiple time offensive coordinator in a league. Guy's been around a long time. I got no problem with
his head coaching record is nubs, 9-23.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Not a good head coach.
For sure. But
you're not an OC for, I don't know, 25 years.
It's not going to overwhelm
you. If you weren't pretty good.
Yeah, it's not going to overwhelm
you. You got to know what you're doing.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
I don't care if you bring in Jesus. All right, you're going to have basically a rookie quarterback.
I'd rather have the next Sean McVay. But I just don't think that guy's going to want to come here.
No, that guy's going to have better alternatives.
And also, Ron, again, you got to remember this. This is a self-preservation thing, too. Ron's not going to hire somebody that can replace him. That's going to be like everyone's going to be enamored with. He's going to hire someone kind of nubby. So he doesn't.
Well,
you know what I mean?
He's got to live in the real world to realize he is going to get replaced at the end of next season, barring some miracle playoff
run. Don't you think he knows that?
Maybe.
Do you think he wakes up going, all right,
competitors.
He has to know it.
They think they can turn it around.
He's not stupid. No, I understand. But he also knows that there's going to be a new owner. And
yeah, but if he turns it around, the probability if he finds a way to win 9 or 10 games, he's going to stay.
Yeah.
That would be a miracle.
I don't think 9 games.
I don't think 9 wins saves him from a new owner.
It might.
I totally don't think that.
It might. Well, who knows? Depends who the owner is.
Well, I would be shocked if... basically a rookie quarterback in a new system is going to win 10 games.
Be hard.
A new owner generally wants
a new front office and
a new head coach.
Yeah.
That's usually if they're failing.
They don't want to be stuck with a 60-year-old who's kind of perpetually spinning his wheels here in D.C. for the last 4 seasons.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be whatever they do next year.
Well, look,
they do okay. I think he'll stay.
But my point is Ron knows. I mean, he's been around the business. He knows. He knows that there's a new owner coming in, and they're probably going to want to put in their own people. So unless he does something special, he ain't going to be here next year or in 2 years.
Of course. He's not stupid.
And to me, special, I'm sorry, is not 9 or 10 wins. That's not special.
I think 10 wins keeps the job. If you win 10 wins,
it's pretty pedestrian.
Maybe not 9, but I think 10 wins, he keeps the job. I'll be stunned if he wins 10 games and gets fired.
Oh, I wouldn't be. I wouldn't be stunned one bit.
Put it in the book. If he wins 10 games,
if he wins 10 games,
I don't think he gets fired.
Well, right now, the reported names that they're looking at offensive coordinator include Pat Shurmur. I just went through his numbers. Daryl Bevel, who we talked about yesterday.
Kind of a similar deal.
Eric Studesville, who is Miami's assistant head coach and running backs coach. And Charles London, who is the Falcons quarterbacks coach.
That's the other one that kind of intrigues me, just because I really like what Atlanta did with their running game. They had some beasts. But I don't know much about Charles London.
Eric Studesville, 55 years old, Been with Miami for about 5 years. He was also with Denver. Again, these guys have just bounced around. They've been with every team.
The guys have been around a long time.
As a receivers coach or RB coach, tight end coach.
Studesville looks like a dude who would beat your ass. Like, he looks like an intimidating guy.
Yeah. So, again, you know, four or five guys on the list. We'll see what they do.
Studesville has worked under Sean Payton, Gary Kubiak, and McDaniel.
Mm-hmm.
They say he's kind of an Air Coryell guy, if you go to way back.
Why is he going to hire an Air Coryell guy when all he wants to do is pound
it? Yeah, he wants ground. Is there a ground Coryell branch of the tree? Because he'd like to hire that guy.
Maybe he gets wowed by one of these guys in an interview. I feel bad for the D'Amico Ryans of the world and even Dan Quinn. They've got games this weekend, and then they got to crank in all these interviews for head coaching jobs.
Mm-hmm.
D'Amico Ryans has four head coaching job interviews during a week he's preparing for a huge playoff game against the Cowboys.
I mean, there's 24 hours in a day. There's plenty. It's not like he's flying around all of these cities. He's doing it on Zoom.
He'd probably
knock them out all in one day.
I don't think it's ideal. Anyway, a lot to get into on the show today.
It's ideal if he wants a head coaching job.
We will hear from Rick Snyder, 106.7 The Fan columnist, get his take on this search for an offensive coordinator, what the Commanders will do at quarterback, and more. As I mentioned, Peter LaViolette, coach of your Washington Capitals, joins us at 9 right here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Coming up at 6:45, we'll give you the latest on Dan Snyder's plans to sell the Commanders and what we're hearing now. But we wanted to talk a little quarterback situation. Of course, we spent some time talking about what's going on here in Washington. They allegedly are saying Sam Howell is going to be their QB1 heading into the season, at least for now. In Green Bay, they're wondering what Aaron Rodgers might do. And actually, the whole NFL is wondering whether Aaron Rodgers is going to stay with the Packers, whether he's going to retire, whether he's willing to move. Have a couple of audio clips here. He went on the McAfee show, which he goes on all the time. And I guess he was asked whether he still thinks he can play because he had kind of a down year this season.
Just, you know, some things don't need to be said. I think are more understood implicitly. But do I still think I can play? Of course. Of course. Can I play at a high level? Yeah. The highest. I think I can win MVP again. The right situation. Right situation, is that Green Bay or is that somewhere else? I'm not sure. But I don't think you should shut down any, you know, opportunity. Like I said, during the season, it's got to be, you know, both sides, you know, like actually wanting, you know, to work together moving forward. And I think there's, you know, more conversations to be had.
Well, he certainly sounds like he's open to moving on.
Oh, yeah.
What would be the ramifications if they
let him go? It sounds like the same
go?
Things he was saying last year.
What would be the ramifications if they let him go?
Ramifications for the team?
I think they have a huge cap hit.
It would cost them like $30 or $40 million in pencil pushing.
I haven't paid attention to that.
I think it might be close to like $50 million.
I think that's what they owe him, but I don't know. Is that what it would be? The cap hit would be?
If I go to Spot Rack, will it have that information?
Yeah, probably.
It might.
I mean, he signed a 3-year extension, right? So
sounds like it'd be really difficult, but it sounds like he's certainly open to moving on, and we know he was frustrated with a lot of issues there in Green Bay this year.
If you orchestrate a trade, is there any way that you can
mitigate that?
Yeah, mitigate that, have the team kind of take on the financial burden.
It looks like there's a potential out after the 2023 season where it would only be like $24.5 million of dead cap.
Yeah, but he's not going to, I mean, if he's going to move, I think he's going to move this year.
Looks like his cap hit is $31.6 million. Does that mean that all of a sudden Green Bay has $31.6 million in dead cap money?
I don't know. It says dead cap. The next column next to that says $99,778,000.
Yeah, I don't understand how it works.
Well, maybe that is assuming.
If that's the case, then they can't move.
Maybe that dead cap is based on if he just left or they cut him. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's
the dead cap. I think is if they cut him.
Yeah, I don't think that's the number if they trade.
Yeah, well they're
they
not cutting him.
Now maybe there might be some sort of a number there, but I don't think it's 99. Not if they trade him.
So if they trade him, it's 31. You think what Cakes is reading?
Could be.
I think
could
he's be. Right. He can still play. His numbers 100%. Were down
you
this
could
year.
I'm sure you could spread that out.
But
too.
Once they started winning some games, you saw that he still has the ability. I mean, he won back to back MVPs.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And then this year was a down year.
You'd be butt luck, but you'd be so fortunate to get him. You'd be getting him at a higher level than the Broncos got Peyton.
He's just so aloof, and I don't think you get a guy who's all in. I heard somebody nitpick his statement here, too, that now he was talking about his ability, but that he doesn't talk about winning a Lombardi trophy. He talks about winning an MVP. That he's all about self versus team.
Well, because they asked him. They didn't say, can you win a championship? They said, can you still play at a high level?
Yeah.
He said, yeah, I think I can play at MVP level.
I don't know. That last drive against the Lions was a very MVP level.
No. That game. That game wasn't MVP.
Game was a very MVP level.
He was very
frustrated. Carson Wentz got crushed in a must-win situation for coming up short against the Jaguars. And then nobody's crushing Aaron Rodgers for coming up short and playing like butt against the Lions at home.
Well, I think he does get crushed, especially for his postseason record.
He should
be. That's why I always say it's hard, like these single game samples that people take.
Well, look, he got crushed for the way he played in the playoffs last year against San Francisco at home. Remember, he was waving goodbye. He did the same thing last year, waving goodbye. Who knows what's going through the guy's mind?
It's the same song and dance. I would be worried if I was to trade for Aaron Rodgers about not getting a guy who's all in. Like, is Aaron Rodgers going to work with your young receivers in the offseason? Probably not. You know how it just doesn't seem like that's his thing. Like, Tom Brady will get together with the guys and go to the mountains and they work
he's
on all this stuff.
He's never been traded before, so I don't know. I mean, he's never had brand new personnel like that.
He would want to bring Randall Cobb along with him. He's got that sort of thing. Like he would want input on personnel decisions.
You know what? I'm willing to roll the dice with an 85% in Aaron Rodgers.
Now, we do know when he's not interested in being part of the team. Can we play the second clip?
If there's a rebuild going on, I won't be a part of that. You know,
so they have to figure that out. And do they have to figure that out before you decide that you're coming back? Because then there is kind of a timeline, right? Isn't there?
Well, listen. I don't think any team outside of maybe, the Texans this year or some. There's a couple of teams maybe who might say, yeah, we're rebuilding. You know, we finished, down at the bottom of the league, and we're, obviously we're going to start over. These teams who have new GM or head coach and they're drafting pretty high, they might admit that they're in some sort of rebuild, but not, most teams in the middle of the pack aren't going to say, hey, we're going to rebuild, unless we have a crazy cap situation. So, no GM or president's ever going to say, hey, we're rebuilding.
Got it. McAfee kept whispering Colts in the background. I mean, would it be crazy for that wackadoo Ursay to force his GM to trade or try to engineer a trade for Aaron Rodgers?
No, it'd be a brilliant move.
They desperately need a quarterback.
It'd be brilliant.
I don't think it would be brilliant because they've got the fourth pick in the draft. They can draft somebody young.
Okay.
They've tried the old vet route and they've been burned too many times.
He's not going to burn you. Aaron Rodgers is not going to burn you.
He might burn you and be in like one and done, and next year he'll be saying the same thing. I don't know if I want to be here.
Maybe. That might be true.
It'll be interesting to see. I mean, it's tough to rebuild when you have an Aaron Rodgers at quarterback.
Yeah, I think he makes you instantly credible. You're right in the mix.
I mean, you're right in the mix for a playoffs, but I'm not saying you're in the mix for a Super Bowl.
Don't you agree? You got to have a good team around you. But don't you agree he's at a higher stage of his career than Peyton was with his noodle arm when he went to Denver?
Mm-hmm. No.
Peyton's first couple years were really good.
I know what his numbers were. But
he didn't have the noodle arm the first couple years.
It was the greatest offense of all time his first year in Denver.
I remember.
His second year that he threw 55 touchdown passes.
I remember.
The last year is when he had the super noodle arm.
It was only 1 year.
He came off the surgeries and went to Denver.
The surgeries was the neck.
It was spaghetti arm.
No, it was the neck
surgery.
It was
throwing wobblers. And they put up a ton of yardage because he had great talent around him.
No, not the first couple years.
Misremember.
He still threw darts downfield.
He didn't throw darts.
He did. You just never liked that he sometimes threw wobblers.
Sometimes.
You think you could
But that was happening early in his career too.
Yeah. I think he had great talent.
No, you didn't like you told Archie you didn't like the fact that he couldn't throw a spiral.
Correct.
But that was not his specialty.
He had a noodle arm when he went to Denver.
No, he didn't.
Win.
Eric, you think he had 50 you could have 55 touchdowns with a noodle arm?
Yeah. He did. He's so smart.
No. It was the last year where his health fell off a cliff.
Well, the last year, cakes threw better. But, he was between cakes and he was below Aaron Rodgers. Well, Aaron Rodgers, I'm sorry, I'll go to my grave, is more talented at this stage of his career than Peyton was. Peyton was just like a boy genius wonder at the line of scrimmage.
He had a great arm, too.
No, he did not.
If you had to guess.
Well, Aaron Rodgers, I don't know how to compare the two, but Aaron Rodgers won the MVP last year.
Yeah.
So he hadn't lost anything.
If you
he had a down year because he doesn't have Devontae Adams.
Garbage.
That hurts. But he won the MVP last year in his how many years has he been in the league?
Leaning over to one side, he could barely hold his shoulder up.
Who are we talking about?
Peyton
had 4 years in Denver.
Right.
The first three were phenomenal.
Numbers
and he could
wise.
Throw the ball. He wasn't just throwing 2 yard passes for 55 touchdowns, EB.
10 yards pass.
His fourth year, he fell off a cliff health wise.
He threw, the second year, he threw for 5,400 yards and 55 touchdowns.
I know. It's a prolific
offense. And he won the MVP.
Prolific offense. He's a great mind.
Can you name any of his other players on that prolific offense?
Yeah. Demetrius, whatever, the receiver.
Thomas.
Marius Thomas.
Yeah, Decker.
Thomas. Decker.
Yeah, RIP, yeah.
Hall of Famer Eric Decker.
That was a good combo. Look at his numbers. It was a good combo.
You and Peyton Manning would be a good combo.
Okay. I'll never relent.
Whose weapons were better? The 2022 Commanders or the 2012 Broncos?
I don't know. You'd have to show me.
We just named two receivers.
You named two. I know. Name me the rest.
Well, those were the top two guys.
They're nondescript. Those are the top two.
All right. I'm not.
Let's see.
Let's go. I'll go through it. I'm willing to go through it.
They had Monte Ball and Ronnie Hillman at RB.
Mm-hmm.
Very
and
nondescript.
Noshawn Marino. Remember Noshawn Marino?
I remember him. Yeah.
They had Peyton Manning. That's why they became a perennial power for those 4 years.
Yeah, but it wasn't
and made
because
it to two
of his
Super Bowls.
Physical gifts
lost
at that point,
dude.
It just wasn't.
He had Thomas, Decker, Wes Welker. He had pretty good receivers.
Thank you.
He had pretty good receivers.
Thank you.
I mean, Thomas.
He was throwing darts for 3 years, EB.
Yeah, he's throwing 2 yards to Wes Welker.
He was not throwing 2 yards. 2 yards
to DeMarcus. Okay.
Yeah, when we say Brock Purdy was doing the exact same thing, somehow Brock Purdy's like a super stud.
I didn't say he was a super stud. I said that Brock Purdy knows how to navigate himself around the pocket. Doesn't have a huge arm either. You're just misstating what I'm saying.
No, you're going to have to go back and watch film from 2013.
Yeah. I'm going to pull it up. Let me see.
Here's a question about Rodgers. If you had to bet, is he back and then Tom Brady? Who's more likely to be back next season?
Back with their teams or back in
back
the
league? Back in the NFL. Because I think Aaron Rodgers still floats retirement as a possibility. He's not committing to anything.
I don't think Aaron Rodgers is retiring.
He's a drama queen.
So where's Aaron Rodgers next year?
Green Bay.
Where's Tom Brady?
Not in Tampa.
Yeah.
Is he retired or is he playing?
No. Tom Brady's playing, but he won't be playing in
Tampa.
I would
say Aaron Rodgers definitely playing. Brady, coin flip. Rodgers has not given up. He wouldn't have signed a three-year extension for $150 million if he was thinking about retiring after a year.
Why would you give up that dough?
He's just trying to leverage his position to be in the best position possible every year.
Now, does he go to Vegas or Miami or I don't know. I would probably bet he would stay. But
he wants this guy Gutekunst, the GM, to give him some better weapons around him. Because it looks like Alan Lazard is leaving. Obviously, Devontae Adams departed last year. So he's the cupboard's a little bit bare there at wideout.
Could he go... Could he force his way to Vegas to go play with Devontae again?
Maybe. I guess it could happen.
Throw 42 touchdowns, 15 of them to Devontae.
You think the Raiders wouldn't welcome Aaron Rodgers?
Well, they need somebody.
Of course they do.
Because I know they're not going with Jared Stidham.
He looked okay.
Stidham ain't going to be your QB1.
Right, you're not going to have him as a starter.
Yeah, they got a plan, but we'll see if it works. But so to answer your question, I would say... Rodgers coming back, probably with Green Bay, but who knows? Brady, I don't know. I didn't think Brady was coming back this year. I was obviously wrong.
I think both guys are coming back. I have no idea where they're going to play.
Yeah,
I think it just depends. So Brady's now in like a new stage in life where, you know, he's not married anymore to Giselle. He's got his kids. They're getting older. Is he going to enjoy, like, I just heard Jay Gruden on with Chris Russell and... Pete yesterday, and Jay was saying he didn't realize how much he was going to enjoy just playing golf all the time. Like, will
Who
Brady
realize that?
Will Brady like that?
Well, that's like asking Valdez. Valdez, would you like to punt work and play golf all the time? Would you
call the dream?
Would you?
I know, but some guys want to compete. So Gruden was saying they were kind of busting chops.
Competing a skins match.
I guess that Gruden used to tell Russell. Like via text or something, when he went to Jacksonville, Russell like busted his chops or maybe wrote an article that Jay could play all this golf. And Jay went out of his way and kind of texted him back. He's like, I don't really like golf that much.
Yeah.
But now he's like, kind of like this golf life, playing a lot of golf.
I mean, I heard him with Grant and Danny. He was always talking about they were asking about like what his day was going to be. He's like, well, I'm going to go tee it up and then I'm going to go to like a sports bar and eat wings and drink beer. And they were like, well, you're living the dream.
My point is, Brady clearly has opted not to do that.
Right.
He could do whatever he wants.
Sure.
Every offseason, he makes a decision, hey, I want to go back and grind and go all in and play football.
Mm-hmm.
But he might be over it. At some point, he might be over it and be like, you know what? It's hard to win. I had a great situation in New England. We were able to do it.
True.
Found a team in Tampa where I won a Super Bowl. But, man, it's hard to get all the other guys on board to, like, win. Like, is Brady interested in being, like, an okay player on an okay team? I don't think so.
But he also may not want to go out the way they did.
I agree.
Losing
with that.
Record. They look terrible.
He doesn't think he's an okay player. He thinks he's
he thinks he can
top
still
five
win.
Quarterback.
I think
in
he's
the league.
Okay with being a mercenary and coming in somewhere for a year or two and
so
trying
you
to
think
win,
he's coming
and
back.
Trying to win another Super Bowl.
Why wouldn't he? Like
I'm
you said,
starting
he just
to think
threw
he
for,
might not come back
for 5,500 yards with his noodle arm.
I would almost bet on retirement this time, but I don't know.
I think he said before he wanted to play until he was 50.
So I know.
If he comes back next year, he'd be, what, 46?
Correct.
Getting close.
I mean, 46-year-old guy throwing 70 times a game. I mean, it's kind of crazy. But he can pick his situation. He doesn't have to be traded. I mean, he can pick whatever team he wants to go to. So maybe he says, all right, that's the perfect situation for me to go out 1 year.
Yeah.
I think I can win with that team.
Mm-hmm.
And he does it.
I mean, he threw for 4,700 yards in a down offensive year for that Tampa offense.
Yeah.
Now, part of that is because they just couldn't run the ball effectively.
I mean, they threw it a million times. So I could see him doing that, but who knows? I mean, he's probably going to take a while to think about it. And then if there's the perfect situation out there, he'll take a chance.
Coming up next, what's going on with the Commanders' ownership situation?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are live on NBC Sports Washington. So the headline kind of scares me here. We know that Dan Snyder plans to sell the team. However, does he plan to sell the whole team? Headline, Dan Snyder plans to sell majority stake in the Commanders.
That just means it's fine. He could sell, if he sells 51% or whatever, he's meaningless.
AJ Perez, the front office sports, reported Tuesday that bidders for the Commanders have been told that Snyder plans to sell a majority stake in the team. Don't know if he's selling all of the team.
As long as he's not in charge anymore.
Yeah, he won't be in charge anymore. That's all that matters.
That is the key.
I don't think you want the stench of Snyder at all.
No, but he'll just be a bit. If he still retains 20 or 30%, he's just a bit player.
He'll be in nothing.
Point.
There'll be no stench. No one will ever mention him. He'll have no impact.
He'll have good parking, and he'll have a suite at the stadium. Right. That's what he'll have. Yeah. That's the only input he'll have on the team.
No, I get that part of it, but fans still want him 100% gone.
Oh, I understand. That's
still a win. You're
still
right.
A win. As long as he doesn't own 51%.
But it's not 100% win.
If he wants to set up residence in London and live there and own 20% of the Commanders, that's fine. He's out of sight, out of mind. He still has a little bit of stake in the game.
Well, look, what if the owners decide, no, you need to sell all of the team? Because they still have to approve the deal.
My sense is that the owners haven't said he has to sell any of it.
Yeah, we'll see.
He's just getting out ahead of it from some pressure from Roger, it sounds like. I don't know. Doesn't make sense to me, but I'm pretty comfortable knowing there's going to be a new majority owner, and that's all that matters.
You're not nervous that he could back out?
No. I mean, I guess he could, of course. I'm not nervous about it.
He could. I mean, supposedly the bids do not exceed $6.3 billion, and at one point there was talk that he was hoping for $7 to $8 billion.
Yeah, I think he was hyping it up, and we bought into it a little bit when he said he had multiple bids over $7 billion. Dude, $6.3 billion or whatever, he paid $800,000 for it. I'm sure he owes about $2 billion.
I think it's two or two
so
and a half.
So he's still going to clear $3 or $4 billion on the deal?
Yeah, he's good. He's making out like a freaking bandit.
He's good.
For being the worst owner in all of sports.
Yeah, for doing nothing correct.
Not just the NFL. He's the worst.
Yeah, he did hit the lotto, didn't he? He hit the Powerball.
Yeah, he did nothing correct. All he did was bad things. And he's going to, you know, be worth $4 billion.
He's going to sail around in his yacht all the time.
Yeah.
His fleet of private jets.
I mean, what's going on with that? Where the wife has a jet and he has a jet? They live separate lives, right? I mean, they obviously don't live.
I mean, it kind of sounds like it. I don't know. I don't know the inner workings of that
dynamic.
They fly
into DC on their separate jets. I mean, they're just living separate lives.
Mm.
So weird. It's business partnership.
I've never wanted a boat. Now, I wouldn't want people on it, but I've never wanted a luxury yacht to sink more than I wanted. the lady.
Yeah, but he'd have insurance.
No, just because it would anger him and it would upset him.
Mm. Yeah.
That it would entertain me, but it would upset him greatly.
It's still the only time that any of us has ever come across Daniel Snyder would be the one time that you crossed paths at a Redskins game 20 years ago.
That was probably 1999 or 98.
Yeah.
When did he buy the team? 99?
99, I think.
So it's probably early 2000s.
I feel like
just walked by him, and he had about four or five bodyguards around him.
He had six Secret Service type guys in suits, earpieces. This is in FedEx Field, by the way. This is his own stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Walking from the elevator bank towards the media area.
Mm-hmm.
And you barely could see Snyder because all his security guards are 6 feet plus tall.
Right.
You just saw his little head bobbing up and down in between as they were walking. And I was like, that's kind of weird. He owns this team. It's not like he's on the road and he has to show this security show of force while he's walking around his own stadium. It just struck me as weird. But he's a weird guy. He's a weird, unfunny guy.
Antisocial.
Yeah, probably the weirdest guy you'll ever meet. If you ever
and
met
one him. Of the worst guys you'll ever meet.
Correct.
Not a good person.
Not a good person, no.
I just want this thing to be done, man. I mean, we're in mid-January. We got to wait till March for this thing to be legitimized. And who knows? There's going to be new stories about potential bidders and buyers. And is he selling 100% of the team or 70% of the team? Who knows?
I'm surprised there aren't more leaks from Bank of America.
By the way, if Josh
you don't have
Harris,
a guy over at that bank, Jason?
Yeah, come on,
usually
Jason.
Tight with tellers.
You know what? I know
my wife does have a credit card. Yeah. That I write monthly checks to them.
My buddy has a very good does a lot of business with Bank of America.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna ask him. Right
see now. If he's got any news.
It's funny. I hadn't even thought about it.
If Josh Harris becomes the owner, mm-hmm. if he his bid wins, he'll have quite the nice portfolio of teams in different leagues. So the Sixers, the Devils, and then the Commanders.
Right.
It's a pretty nice sports portfolio to have.
They're all fairly close.
Yeah. He's a local guy.
I was trying to get some inside scoop from his brother, Gabe, who I worked with years ago.
Okay.
He lives up in Jersey now. But I said, you moving to Ashburn? Mm-hmm. He said, you got a neighborhood for me? I said, yeah, you can buy Scott Turner's house right around the corner. You
definitely buy that house. Is it for sale sign in front of Scott Turner's house?
I thought you said they were thinking about staying because they have, you
that's
know, word they like
on,
it around here.
That's word on the street. They like the schools, but uh-huh. I don't know. I was just messing with them. Trying to dig a little bit.
Who lives in Jay's house? Carson lived in Jay's house, right?
Carson Wentz bought Jay Gruden's house.
He bought
correct.
It or just rented it?
Oh, he bought it.
He bought it.
Yeah. Now, that's going to be for sale very
soon.
So we
can buy that one.
Why don't we all just buy that?
I don't want that thing.
I mean,
it's sweet.
Why wouldn't Carson
Big ass pool in the backyard?
Should have been Carson Rents instead of Wentz.
That's a good nickname.
Why are you buying Carson Rents? You should be... Full on
renting. Because he thought he was going to have a good year and he's going to sign an extension and make $28 million a year.
Okay.
Well, if you're making $28 million a year and you buy a $3 million house, that's nothing.
I mean, it can add up after a while. It's still a pretty big expenditure. But he's going to sell it. He's going to sell it probably for a profit.
Yeah, he's going to pay those taxes because he didn't own it for 2 years.
I'm sure he cares about paying taxes.
You just told me there was a huge expenditure to buying a house. And now you don't care about the taxes? I mean, you're all over the place.
You think he makes sense?
No, he makes no sense.
Hey, you know what? At least I didn't buy a house when I knew I wasn't going to be in it next year like Carson
He didn't
Rents.
Know that?
Well, remember, that was the second house he bought. The first house he bought wasn't inside the gates, and fans were coming up and taking pictures of his house and waiting for him to come out of the house. His wife said, I'm out.
What's a worse,
I need to go inside the gates.
What's a worse real estate venture, the Carson Rents house or Jason's OC condo?
Oh, that was brutal. Still paying that MFR
Still paying
off.
Installments.
Yeah, a lot of memories for the there. Girls. Yeah. A lot of memories for the girls, but man, am I still paying that thing off.
Just pay it off. You told me what you owed. Just pay it off.
Yeah, you don't want that black
style. It's not his style, dude. He likes payments.
I know.
We're almost there. We're almost there.
He likes going to the checkbook and writing it down.
I know.
Right. It's a pain in the butt.
All right, we're going to talk to Rick Snyder next. And Rick is going to share his concerns with the new possible Commanders owner, Josh Harris. That's next here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.